My mom isn't a fan of zombie movies. Or rather, I should say, she's decided she's not a fan of them. There are many I think she'd enjoy which feature compelling stories and characters rather than just gore and a massive body count, but she just doesn't have any interest in checking them out for the most part. It's not a criticism. I myself actively avoid Victorian-era period piece films for the same reason. I've seen one too many that I didn't like, and I don't want to waste my time watching all the ones I know I'll hate in the hopes of finding maybe one or two bright spots. My mom maybe wouldn't have wanted to watch the film I'm reviewing today because it's very much a zombie film, even if it doesn't fit the technical definition of undead creatures rising from the grave. The film is Cooties from 2015, and I can imagine a lot of other mothers also not wanting to watch this film, even if they're the biggest fan of zombie movies. Why, you may ask? Because the most redeeming and satisfying moments of Cooties feature adults brutally murdering prepubescent children by the dozens. Cooties centers around the small town of Fort Chicken, appropriately named for the local poultry processing plant. It follows Nebbish Clint as he returns to the elementary school of his youth to substitute teach. Throughout his day, we meet a number of other faculty members and witness as he makes new friends and enemies. It starts feeling like it'll just be a quirky comedy with silly characters until the shit hits the fan. Or I should say, the chicken hits the digestive system. The nuggets served in the school cafeteria cause everyone under the age of sexual maturity to become ravenous, flesh-hungry cannibals who want nothing more than to eat their teachers. From this point, it follows the painfully familiar template of many recent zombie movies. You have a group of clashing personalities forced to band together to try and survive the outbreak and make it to safety. You wonder who will survive and what will be left of them as they slowly inch toward escaping the school, all the while deepening the interpersonal relationships between them. Every once in a while, there's an extremely tense encounter with a horde of little monsters in which they have to flee or fight their way out, and these fights are the moments that the movie shines the brightest. A lot of the jokes fall flat when there isn't much action going on, but during the scenes when they're burning crowds of first graders and turning their skulls to paste with blunt objects, the comedy rarely falters. The kids' ambushes are humorous, and the violent and gory defenses of the survivors are downright hilarious. Now, I can see some people being mortified by these horrific moments of slaughtering children, but I thought the filmmakers successfully executed them, no pun intended, so that the humor came across the way they intended. Cooties features a motley crew of familiar faces, from Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock to Jorge Garcia from Lost and Nassim Pedrad from SNL to Frodo Baggins himself, Elijah Wood. They all play cliched and stereotypical characters we've seen countless times, but the likable personalities keep them from being a chore to watch. The most entertaining member of the cast is Rainn Wilson from The Office. He plays an overly self-important, cocky gym teacher who made me bust the gut when he was slaying kids, and when he was being an ass to all the other characters. While I did enjoy it, overall it's an uneven movie. It goes from quieter moments of the survivors conversing and quarreling to frenetic, intense battle sequences. This dichotomy is not uncommon in zombie movies, but in Cooties, the action-driven scenes are so much more satisfying than the character-building scenes that I actually wish more of its 88 minutes was spent obliterating grade schoolers. It's not the funniest comedy, nor the most frightening zombie movie, but it has elements of both which work, despite many scenes that fall flat. For such a short film, there's more than enough fun to be had during the student-faculty showdowns, and ultimately the movie's worthwhile because the filmmakers knew not to take the subject matter too seriously. I give Cooties from 2015 a 6 out of 10.